With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it will be a few days before a government funding package comes up for a vote in the House that all but ensures the partial federal shutdown will drag into the week. Democrats are demanding changes to, in their words, rein in the Trump administration's immigration enforcement operations. Johnson tells Fox News Sunday he's relying on help from President Trump to ensure passage, possibly by Tuesday. IndyCar will be coming to the streets of the nation's capital this summer.
President Trump signed an executive order establishing the August 23rd IndyCar race in downtown Washington, D.C. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy told the president the nation's capital has never seen anything like this before.
To think 190 miles an hour down Pennsylvania Avenue, this is going to be wild.
The race is designed to be part of America's 250th birthday celebrations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act is a proposed law that would require U.S. citizens to provide documentary proof of citizenship, including a birth certificate or a passport, when registering to vote. Pennsylvania Senator David McCormick believes some people are trying to undermine the integrity of elections.
Two ways you do that is you basically let illegal immigrants vote because they don't have to prove citizenship, and you let them be counted in the census, which creates seats that go to Democrats. Both, I think, are equally problematic, and that's also why I've supported legislation along with Bill Hagerty to make sure that we require verification in the census that someone's a U.S. citizen.
North and South Carolina become the two hot spots for growth in the U.S. North Carolina, the top destination for people moving from their state. It attracted 84,000 people from other states last year alone. This is SRN News. The Trump administration has announced that the specialized LGBT option will be removed from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline to focus on serving all callers. The hotline will no longer silo gay youth services, which had been the press 3 option for 988 callers, in order to prioritize serving, quote, all help seekers. LGBT people will still be able to call and discuss their problems. They just won't have a specialized number to select. The Trump administration says the specialized gay subnetwork's initial pilot budget of $33 million has been used up. Persecution of Christians in Mexico is on the rise, and the nation's powerful drug cartels are the problem. International Christian Concern has issued a report saying, quote, believers fear violence and intimidation from local cartels who extort churches and commit attacks of violence against Christ followers for speaking out against their illegal activities. This is SRN News. Big changes in gold prices lately. Here's correspondent Ron Taylor.
Gold prices hit new heights early this year, and many have rushed to buy and sell pieces of the precious metal. New York spot gold reached a record over $5,418 per troy ounce Wednesday before tumbling closer to the $5,000 mark Friday. Gold prices can be volatile and unpredictable, but have still grown significantly over the last year. Experts say uncertainty drives these surges, with gold's latest records arriving amid heightened geopolitical tensions and economic concerns. Jewelry sellers are seeing increased demand, though rising costs have caused some sticker shock. Ron Taylor reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 1st, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including political commentator Fred Barnes, who is turning 83. Princess Stephanie of Monaco is 61 years old today. TV personality Lauren Conrad, 40. This is SRN News.